A phase diagram shows you the phase in which a material exists at a given state. Now, this allows you to pack an enormous amount of information about boiling, melting, and other phase changes into a nice compact form. Now, we'll only consider phase diagrams for pure substances in this chapter. With a little practice, I think you'll find that phase diagrams will help you gain a much deeper understanding of phases and phase changes. Now, there are an amazingly large number of different types of phase diagrams, but we're going to start out with the big three, TV, PV, and PT diagrams. It makes sense to start with these three phase diagrams because you're already familiar with the concepts of temperature, pressure, and volume. But what does the wiggly line over the V mean? Well, the wiggly line means that we're referring to the molar volume. Now, the molar volume is the volume per mole, or just the total volume of the system, divided by the total number of moles in the system. The specific volume is represented by a V with a caret, or a hat, over it. It's just the volume per unit mass of the system. So why bother with molar and specific volume? Why not just use plain old volume? Well, if we used ordinary volume, then we would need one phase diagram for a system that contained 2 kilograms of water, and another phase diagram for a system that contains, say, 0.2 kilograms of water. Now, why is that? Well, consider a system with a volume of 2 liters that contained 2 kilograms of water. Nothing remarkable about that, since the density of liquid water at atmospheric pressure is about 1 kilogram per liter. But what if this 2-liter volume contained just 0.2 kilograms of water, also at atmospheric pressure? Could all of the water be a liquid? No, the density is too low. Some of the water would be in a different phase, the gas phase. So, the phase depends on the size of the system. Now, that's not very convenient or helpful. This problem is fixed by using either the molar or specific volume instead of the total volume. This way, a single phase diagram can be used regardless of the size of the system. Cool. So, for example, water has just one PT diagram. Okay, so let's learn a few terms that'll make it easier for us to discuss phase diagrams.